Look away, makes it laugh.
A lot of the Stone Mountain Rally was what you might expect. A lot of trucks, flags, music and speeches, and a whole lot of this.
I wanted to defend my heritage.
It's heritage.
With the flag, we've lost heritage.
Philip Morris is a big guy wearing a Confederate bandana.
We're trying to show that, look, it's not about hate, it's all about heritage.
Do you feel that your heritage, is there something that you need to defend it from?
I guess being proud to be white is being attacked at the moment. For standing behind the Confederate flag. Everybody's trying to take it as a sign of racism, which it has nothing to do with racism. The flag doesn't say racist. It's the person behind the flag.
But the people behind the flag have changed over time, says Georgia State University historian Cliff Kuhn. It originated, of course, in the Civil War and was honored in its immediate aftermath as a historical relic.
Its popularity has definitely expanded in the last half century, in large part as part of the reaction, as part of the resistance to the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s.
After that, in the 1970s, it became a cultural touchstone, Kuhn says. Bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and TV shows like the Dukes of Hazzard popularized the flag as a symbol of the spirit of rebellion. Today, many flag supporters say it's a symbol of history, but tend to overlook the flag's segregationist past during the civil rights era. At the same time, says Kuhn, they echo it.
It is couched in this notion of this is my right to wear what I want, to display what I want. And so it's very interesting that the language of rights, which we associate with the civil rights movement, becomes kind of turned around in this regard and is couched in this kind of way. You are taking away my rights. I am the victim.
There was no shortage of tense moments at the Stone Mountain Rally, and each of them was intensified by the huge number of handguns and assault rifles present in the parking lot.
No, you go away from us.
No, I'm not.
Well, then remove your symbols of hate.
At one point, a Ku Klux Klan member was run off from the main part of the rally.
KKK, go away! KKK, go away!
Another man ran up slamming a torn Confederate flag on the ground, taunting the ralliers to climb over an iron fence and stop him. But each time there was a flare-up, some in the crowd would urge calm. This is what they want, people said. Just ignore them.
He just wants attention. That's all he wants.
The Confederate pride version of don't feed the trolls. Morris says it makes him angry that supporters of the flag are painted with one broad, ugly brush.
It's difficult to talk about. Very. Because I'm tired of being labeled as racist. When I'm the most loving person out here. I'd give anybody the shirt off my back.
A few weeks ago, Morris organized another flag rally in his hometown of Monroe, Georgia, which is where, in 1946, two African-American couples, including a pregnant woman, were lynched at Moores Ford Bridge.
The lynching in Walton County, they came by our house with the lynching crew, okay? The people taking them to lynch. So, hey, maybe they don't know what is symbolized. We lived it.
Hattie Whitlock, another Monroe resident, was picnicking in the park with over 300 relatives for a massive family reunion. A group almost the same size as the rally who traced their roots back to Hamp and George and Bradley, two freed slaves.
We're not hateful toward them. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be that way. Mm-hmm. But when you look at that flag, that was an era that they didn't want to leave. That was about holding people, slaves.
That's Hattie's husband, George. As we speak, a steady stream of people holding huge Confederate flags pass by on their way up Stone Mountain. For him, the sight brings back visceral memories.
We had to get off of the road. The Klan would come by riding, and some of them standing on the running boards, the old cars back. I'm 71 years old. I remember back when they did that. And some of them be holding shotguns.
As a black Southerner, he says, the flag is part of his heritage, too, one that he says needs to stay in the past. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.